Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Bridgerland Audubon Society, USU Extension, and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand of the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. In each of Utah's six corners, you'll find one or more remarkable natural features. Moreover, each corner represents a totally different geographic environment. No doubt you are familiar with the turquoise blue Bear Lake in the upper northeast, the magnificent High Uintas near the indentation formed by Wyoming, Flaming Gorge and Dinosaur National Monument flank the lower northeast corner. The Four Corners area belongs to the Navajo. The ancient ruins and Monument Valley draw visitors from around the world. The numerous canyon parks in Utah's southwest corner offer endless opportunities for exploration. That's five corners, but what do you know about the northwest corner of our state? I live in northern Utah, and I had never been there. Resolved to correct this omission, I consulted a map, as well as Joan Hammer, in Box Elder County's Office of Tourism. I concluded that the Raft River Mountains were worth checking out. Bull Mountain, the highest point in Box Elder County, is here, and the 40-mile long range defines the southernmost section of Sawtooth National Forest. The Raft River Mountains are unusual in that they run east-west. The normal pattern for basin and range country is north-south. The east-west orientation creates an important geographic dividing line. Clear Creek drains the northern slopes of the Raft River Mountains. Then Clear Creek joins the Raft River, which flows north to the Snake River. Thus, the mountains form the sole, and very small, piece of Utah real estate that belongs to the Great Columbia River Basin. The southern slopes are part of the Great Basin. Rain or snow falling on this side is absorbed into the ground or evaporates. Another interesting point, the Raft River Mountains is where you can view some of the oldest rock in Utah. In this region, outcrops of Precambrian material are 2.5 billion years old. The largest and thickest exposures are in the eastern half of the range. The Raft River Mountain peaks may not make it onto postcards, but when I saw them, they were nothing less than beautiful. The lower slopes of sagebrush had that grayish-green tint that emerges all too briefly in the spring. Snow still gleamed on the 8,000 to 9,000-foot mountain summits. Clear Creek was running full through riparian forest that was just starting to leaf out. There were no people at the campground, but wildlife was plentiful. I saw wild turkey, deer, jackrabbits, and squirrels. A few pronghorn looked up as I drove out through the sagebrush. All in all, I found Utah's sixth corner to be well worth a visit. For pictures and more information about the Raft River Mountains, go to www.wildaboututah.org. For Wild About Utah and the Quinney College of Natural Resources, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Bridgerland Audubon Society, USU Extension, and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on UPR is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.